Tonight, subhanAllah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a story, it's not just for amusement. You know, a man in his caliber and in his wisdom, when he says something, 100% there's a lot of lessons. And tonight's story, it's called the story of the man with the loaf of bread. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, one of the greatest Sahaba, on his deathbed, he gathered his children and he said, remember the man with the loaf of bread. So they asked him, what is the story of the man with the loaf of bread? He said, once there was a pious monk who has dedicated himself to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. This man dedicated his life to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And he did that, listen carefully, for 70 years. 70 years, all he does, not like one of us who lived for 70 years and fasted a few days and prayed. No. 70 years dedicated for worship. And he used to leave once a month to the marketplace to get his needs, just one day per month. One time on that day, the shaitan came and beautified a woman to him. He succeeded in tempting him, and he went and spent 7 days and seven nights with this woman in the haram. 7 days and seven nights with this woman in the haram. Then, like Abu Musa radiallahu anhu said, afaq, he woke up. So he noticed that, what did I do? What did I do? So he started repenting. And he started walking. And as he's walking, every time he takes one step, he makes a sajda. Get up, one step, sajda. One step, sajda, just to show how much remorse, how much he regret what he has done. Then, as he's passing by, he got exhausted, up and down, up and down. He arrived at a place where 12 very destitute, poor men were living. So he was exhausted, he threw himself among them. Those people, there was a monk who comes every day and gives, there are 12, he gives 12 loaves of bread. So he stood up, Masoud, Ahmed, he threw it to them. Obviously, what happened? You're going to be one short. So the last guy did not get a loaf. So he got very upset. And he starts screaming, where's my loaf? How come you ignored me? He said, the guy got very upset. You think I ignored you on purpose? Ask your friends. Maybe someone got two of them. He asked, said, nobody got two. Everybody got one. And the guy got upset, said, I'm not giving you anything tonight. So our friend, the one who repented, sincerely repented, he noticed that he's the reason why the last guy did not get the piece of bread. So he went, and even though he was starving, he gave him the loaf of bread. And he died that night out of hunger. He died. Abu Musa, radiallahu anhu, still narrating the story. He said, he passed away, then, now here's where I want your full attention. His 70 years of worship were put in one scale, and the seven nights were put in another. And the seven nights outweighed the 70 years of worship. Yani, he was doomed. Okay? Then the loaf of bread was put against the seven nights, and the loaf of bread outweighed the sins of the seven nights, and he was saved. And he ended his story, Abu Musa, by telling his children again, remember the man of the loaf, the man with the loaf of bread. End. طيب. As usual, let's take some lessons from the story. First, we don't have to wait till we are on our deathbed to give a wasiyah to our children. Our daily life and our daily routine is by itself is the best wasiyah you could ever leave to your children. Right? And many people in that situation, all they are concerned about is, Abdul Samad, make sure you give that piece of land to your brother. Do not do this to your... And they're distributing... This is all they worried about is materialistic and properties and all that stuff. That's all they care about at that moment. As a matter of fact, it was said that there was a person who's extremely stingy. Very stingy. And he was on his deathbed and all his children around him. Huh? And he kept on pointing to the drawer next to him. Kept on pointing to the drawer. The children did not know what he meant. So he died. So they opened the drawer, they found a piece of paper. Looked at the piece of paper, they said, do not waste water and shower me. I showered yesterday. Do not do any ghusl. Look how stingy he is, still at the last moment thinking about money. So we gather our children and we tell them about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be consistent on your salat. Make sure if the wife is still alive, take care of your mother. This is your ticket to Jannah. This is what we remind our children with. Now, this is the second point is extremely important. Ya akhwan, 70 years of ibadat. 70 years. Not 70 days. Not 70 weeks. 70 years disappeared with 1 week of disobedience. 70 years. So many of us, they get fooled. If I come 5, 6, 7 days to Fajr and Jama'ah, no one can touch me anymore. No one can talk to me. We get so fooled by the acts of worship that we do that we reach a level, khalas, the Jannah is in my pocket. The Jannah is guaranteed. 70 years of ibadat. Why did Rasulullah, of course, Abu Musa Ash'ari, he did not come up with the story from his head. I'm sure he heard it from Rasulullah. Why would he tell us such a story? 70 years of ibadat vanished compared to 7 days of sinning. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I repeat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to do an act of worship, be extremely grateful, because it's only from Him. It is He who has permitted us to come to Isha. It is He who kept you not busy after Isha so you stay and listen. It is He who kept you here so you can get the ajr of being surrounded by the angels and all your sins are forgiven. It's all from Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to be extremely grateful to Allah because that is from Him. And the more we are grateful, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Now, at the same time, I want to talk to all my young brothers and everybody who is heedless, ghafil. For you, my brother, my sister, who does sins in secret, and even though your parents, your spouse is not watching, the minute, listen carefully, the minute you feel the remorse, take advantage of it. The minute you feel, What did I do? Immediately take advantage of that moment, because that sometimes never comes back again. When you feel that, because Rasulullah ﷺ said that nadam, regret, is the first step of tawbah. When you feel the nadam, when you feel the regret, that's a huge, healthy feeling that you felt something is wrong. Otherwise, if you did not feel anything, you're in huge trouble, big trouble. So the minute you feel, just exactly what happened with this man, the minute he felt what he has done, immediately he starts regretting and making sajda after every step and making istighfar and asking Allah to forgive him. Don't ever think that, because sometimes the shaitan come to me and you, I can do this sin and I will make istighfar after, I will donate after, I will go to hajj after. We belittle that sin. I'll make 500 istighfar. Right? Look what happened. 7 days of sinning. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it's easy? Allah said in the Quran, you think it's easy, but in the sight of Allah, it's azim. It's not about the sin. It's about the one you are disobeying. It's not about how small, how big is the sin. It's the one you are disobeying. It's Allah Azza wa Jal. So sometimes it's just a small thing, no big deal. But that could be, can you imagine if that man died during those 7 days? Can you imagine if that man died during those 7 days? Khalas, doomed. Now, look at the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. You might think, 70 years just like that? No, Habibi. A prostitute sold her ard, sold her honor. For only Allah knows how long, 10, 15, 20 years. And she passed by a dog. She was very thirsty. She went into the well, got some water for herself. And when she came out, she saw a dog, his tongue is, like the hadith said, licking the thara, licking the earth. She said, this dog is feeling exactly how I was feeling only a few hours ago. She put her shoes in her mouth, went down back, filled up the shoes, came back and gave water to a dog. فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهَا. Allah forgiven all her sins. She did not commit minor sins. Adultery, prostitution is a huge, major sin. Forgiven. Now I want you to imagine, subhanAllah, imagine that this woman came to me or came to any sheikh on your mind. She said, ya sheikh, I've been prostitute for 20 years, but alhamdulillah, I gave water to a dog. What do you think, ya sheikh? I will tell her, sister, if you give water to all dogs on earth, you will not smell Jannah, right? This is what we think, sah. Rasulullah ﷺ came and destroyed that mentality. This is what you think, not the most merciful. So do not go around and judge people. Oh, this guy, he did this, 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 and that. This guy will, as a matter of fact, you remember the story of the brother who told his brother, you will never be forgiven. He told his brother, there were two brothers, I have a video on YouTube about this story, but anyway, quickly, there was two brothers, one abid, one weak. So they had an argument one time, so the pious brother, he told his brother, Allah will never forgive you. The day of judgment came, they were standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who made you representative of me? I am the Ghafoor, I am the Rahman. Take him to hell and take his brother to Jannah. So it's not about, oh, this guy is, he gives this much, he does this much, he speaks this much, and oh, he's in people of Jannah. No one has the authority to decide who's going to Jannah and who's going to the hellfire. So which brings us to the next lesson. Don't ever belittle the sin, and don't ever belittle a good deed. What is that loaf of bread compared to 7 days of zina? A loaf of bread. But because what he did is he did ithar. Remember the word ithar? What does ithar mean? You favor others over yourself. Ithar, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Allah told us about the Ansar that they used to favor the Muhajireen even though they themselves are starving. So this man was starving and he could have eaten the piece of bread and khalas, wait, the other guy will wait till tomorrow. He gave the guy the piece of bread, starved and died. And that gesture, that action saved him from the 7 days of zina. Sometimes we are in a fundraising. And the guy raised his hand, 50,000. The guy raised his hand, 20,000. This guy, 10,000. And I'm sitting and I'm saying, what is my 100 going to do? What is my $100 going to do with these, all these numbers? You are so mistaken. Wallahi, your 100 could have more barakah than his 50,000. It's not about the quantity. It's about where it came from. That 100, you could, your wealth could be 1,000, and that guy who gave 50,000, he has 50 million. So your percentage, you gave 10% of your wealth, and he gave 0.1%. Do not belittle any amal. You and me have no clue what is the action that would lead us to Jannah. It could be that smile that you gave someone who is depressed. It could be that reply of the salam. It could be that visit to that sick brother. It could be that janazah that you left your work and went for from the bottom of your heart. It could be any small. It could be that dollar. It could be anything. It could be that food you shared once. It could be that fasting brother, fasting sister you fed. It could be that orphan that you send $50 once in the Eid. You have no clue. Keep doing as much as you can and do not say, what is this going to do? Anytime the shaitan comes to me and you and say, what is this going to do? Remember Sahib al-Raghif. Remember the man with the loaf of bread. Maybe, Allahu A'lam, maybe it came to his head, you know, 7 days. What is 7 days compared to 70 years of ibadat? Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Will disappear. No. So in both ways, do not belittle any sin. What's the big deal? No. It is a huge deal. You could literally die after watching that haram or during watching that haram. You had no opportunity to come back and make istighfar. You never maybe had that chance to give that loaf of bread. And do not belittle any amal, any good amal, no matter what it is. Even, brother, can you come pick me up? Yes, yalla, let's go. Brother, I need this, brother, I need... Rush, wallahi, sari'u. Rush to do good, because you have no clue when the time is up. And then, like Allah said, رَبِّ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتْ. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bring me back. Ya Allah, bring me back. I want to do good. I want to pray and fix my salat. I want to fix my fajr. I've been delaying and neglecting my fajr. Ya Allah, I've been neglecting my hijab. Ya Allah, I've been neglecting my parents. I'm ignoring them. Ya Allah, bring me back. I'm going to show you. Tama ya akhi, you're still here. You're still above the ground. Like Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, people are sleeping. When they die, they wake up. So, finally, I will end with this, inshallah. Beg Allah for husnul khatima. Beg Allah for a good end. Can you imagine? Anybody would think, I'm worshiping 70 years. Why am I going to ask Allah for a good end? That's all I do. I am a speaker, I give talks all the time. Why should I ask for a good end? Listen to what our shuyukh told us. Wallahi, and I always repeat this, and I repeat it one more time. Don't ever follow me. Don't ever take me as a person that you look up to. No, 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 no. If you want to follow somebody, follow a scholar that died on Islam. This is safe. I'm not safe yet. There's a huge, huge possibility. That's why Rasulullah's big dua, Ya Muqallib al Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. So beg Allah for a good end. That's why people you see, oh my God, this Shaykh, I used to follow him, look what he did now. No, 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 if this is true what they said about him, I'm leaving Islam. Ya Habibi. You see, this is what happened when you get addicted to a Shaykh. He's a human being. He could fall into sin, he could make a mistake, he could commit a major sin. Like, that's why Allah, it was a profound statement. If you want to follow, I did not say it, by the way. One of our big scholars said, if you want to follow someone who already passed away on deen. You're safe, khalas, this guy, I follow him, alhamdulillah, mashallah, he died on deen. And subhanallah, there was I got a quote, I don't know, it says Japanese scholar. You know, sometimes you get stuff, you don't know who says it. But it was so, so amazing. It says, If you get on the wrong train, if you get on the wrong train, get off on the nearest station. Because the longer it takes you to get off, the more expensive the trip will be. If you get on the wrong train, immediately get off in the next station, because the longer you wait, the more expensive the way back. So the minute you get and do something wrong, repent immediately, because the longer you wait, your nafs might get used to and adapt and love that sin. It will be very, very hard to come back. But if immediately, astaghfirullah, what did I do? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah, when He was describing and telling us who are, not the kuffar, not the munafiqeen, who He's telling us who are the muttaqeen, who are the muttaqeen, the ones that we beg Allah to make us among the muttaqeen. Allah, when one of their characteristic, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَ. What? Ya Allah, muttaqi بيعمل فاحشة? A muttaqi, he does the فاحشة? Any major, major sin? أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Yeah, they do. But the difference is, they immediately, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. What did I do? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا. And they did not persist on that sin. خَلَصْ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, that's it, I'm done. But the shahid here is that they fall into a sin. Didn't a Sahabi came drunk to Rasulullah? Didn't another one came and he committed adultery? And these are Sahaba. So ya akhwan, anytime we commit a sin, remember Sahib al-Raghif. Subhanallah. What an advice to give your kids before you die. Why did he tell them that? Muhammad, by the way, I'm going to go back to when we first came, we used to give chocolate to everybody who answered the question right. So why is he telling them about Sahib al-Raghif on his deathbed? Why is the father telling them about the story on his deathbed? So they can get bread on sale? Huh? Why? Huh? Do not belittle any deed, right? Do not belittle any sin. And do not belittle any good deed, right? So this is the main lesson from this story. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who listen and apply. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds. And may Allah make our last words, La ilaha illallah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.